passions are high over the fate of more than 3 million acres of public and private land in northeast Montana. Two groups have very different views on the fate of this vast area. Allison Fox is head of an effort to turn it into the largest nature reserve in the nation, and she's a relative newcomer to the state by Montana standards. Originally from Vermont, Fox was 21 when she visited the state about 20 years ago to work at Glacier National Park for a summer, and she never looked back.
I am happiest when I'm out in nature, deep in nature. And I that summer that I visited, I met the man who is now my husband on the top of the Going to the Sun Road in Glacier National Park. And I decided at that point that I wanted to make Montana my home.
Fox is now the CEO of American Prairie Reserve, known as APR. It's backed by Silicon Valley funders who've spent millions of dollars buying up private land with the intent of creating something of an American Serengeti. This requires removing the livestock that have grazed the area for more than a century and replacing it with species like elk, antelope, prairie dog, pronghorn, and bison, species that once roamed the land. So far, APR has purchased more than 30 private properties and needs at least 50 more to make the vision complete. That includes land owned by longtime rancher Deanna Robbins, a third-generation Montanan and part of the United Property Owners of Montana.
We don't just occupy this land, and I think that's what a lot of people don't understand, is our life's work is growing food, and this is a hungry world. So our life's work is providing high-quality protein to feed the world, and we take that very seriously. We're proud of that job that we do.
Robbins feels the American Prairie Reserve's vision of an American Serengeti is an assault on her way of life. We'll hear more from her in a moment, but first my conversation with Allison Fox about why this country needs a Serengeti and why Montana is the place for it.
Starting at a global level, as you know, the planet's wild places are disappearing at an unprecedented rate. In less than half a century, we've lost 60% of wildlife populations, and temperate grasslands are actually the least protected terrestrial biome, and yet they contain incredible biodiversity. 300 species of birds, nearly 100 species of mammals, 1,600 species of plants. And the grasslands are also an important carbon sink, and they contribute to clean air and water. So it's for the preservation of this ecosystem and an intact ecosystem. That's the main why behind the work the American Prairie Reserve does.
What do you want to see these grasslands look like 10 or 20 years from now?
You're right to frame this in decades. You know, we really see this project unfolding over many decades, and in the next decade to come, and the decade after that, we will focus on continuing to acquire habitat. We'll focus on continuing to restore that habitat. We will ensure that the species that were once home there can make their homes again. You know, we have a conservation herd of bison, and that's been one of the important species restoration efforts that we've led. And then that people from really across Montana, but across the nation and the world are welcomed to this landscape. And whether they're there to bird watch or hunt or hike, we want people to experience nature at American Prairie Reserve.
This goes beyond natural conservation. You mentioned the people visiting, but it's also restoring of indigenous cultures. The Fort Belknap Indian Reservation has supported your efforts. Tell us more about this work you're doing with Native communities.
Yeah, I'm glad that you mentioned the Ani Nakota tribes, because they're important partners for us and important constituents in the region. So we work with those two tribes in a number of ways. First, we work on local economic development opportunities. So we partner with the local economic development corporation on Fort Belknap to develop ecotourism opportunities. Thus far, that has included a naturalist guiding training program and employment of cultural interpretive guides. It also includes employment of caterers and photographers and other small business owners from reservation. Hopefully one day we would love to see the management of American Prairie facilities conducted by members of those communities. We also collaborate on species efforts. So this started with the bison. We work together to support each other in the management of our herds, and we have agreements in place to trade animals for the genetics, because our herds have different genetics. And, you know, as American Prairie's grown our herd, when we have surplus animals, giving to tribal herds across the Great Plains has been one of our priorities.
But there are some detractors who feel this might be big outside money coming in and really changing local ranchers' way of life. What do you say to that?
Yeah, we receive support from all over the country and a bit from around the world as well, and a lot from Montana. And so this is a project of global significance, and thus it has attracted the attention of people who care about grasslands and species restoration efforts and public access and recreation opportunities. And so there's room for both on the landscape, and there's room for us to work together. We do run this conservation bison herd now, and it is growing, but the majority of our properties that we own now, we are leasing the grazing on those properties out to neighbors and other community members who graze cattle on those lands. And so we're supporting agricultural economy in that way. We buy locally and hire locally. And, you know, we too are part of community. We are a group of Montanans mm-hmm. running this organization. We live in various places across the state. Many of our staff live on our properties and in neighboring communities. And we've been here for 15 years, and we care about the place and look forward to being a productive part of the community for decades to come.
That was Allison Fox, CEO of American Prairie Reserve. Rancher Deanna Robbins is now leading the effort to stop this project. She created signs that pepper the region that say, "Save the Cowboy, Stop the American Prairie Reserve." Robbins and I started off our conversation by talking about what makes the grassland so unique and perfect for cattle ranching and hunting.
It's rough country. It's arid. There isn't much for water, unless it's water that we've developed. And that's why it has become so purposeful for livestock production, is because when we developed water, it's one of the few ways that we can utilize the grass that grows here. The grass is very high in protein and minerals, so it's good for growing production livestock. And it's been considered the highest purpose of the land for over 100 years.
As I mentioned, the American Prairie Reserve has a lot of financial support from donors in Silicon Valley and New York City, places that are far from Montana. Does this also impact how you see their conservation efforts?
That does concern us, because it's basically a takeover of this area by just a few individuals with vast financial resources. So that makes it a very elite project that doesn't necessarily speak to the public like the marketing says that it will.
What would your family do, or what do you plan to do if this effort goes through? And, I mean, your land is at stake.
Well, what's at stake is it would simply become too... We raise cattle. We have a cow-calf operation where we sell a calf crop in the fall that is grown into beef production. That would be too burdensome to raise our cattle in the midst of apex predators like grizzly bears, wolves, free-roaming bison, enormous numbers of elk and deer that would all be competing for the forage, because we have no way of keeping that wildlife off of our properties. And so once they grow those numbers of all those, the predators and the competition for grass, they would eventually be on our ranch too. So it's why we're working so hard to stop them, and we believe that we will.
Do you see any way to work with them moving forward? What's non-negotiable?
No, it is non-negotiable, because, as I said before, for them to succeed with their 3.5 million acre goal, our communities, our family ranches that are all in that target area, and there's a lot of them, would all be gone. And these are vibrant, healthy communities, a culture that's been here for over 100 years and really hasn't changed much. Some of my neighbors are people that my grandfather homesteaded alongside back in the early 1900s. There's a real continuity here.
What does it mean to be a cowboy or a cowgirl?
A cowboy to me is an entrepreneur, an independent spirit. We're very social, but we're also very independent in how we work. And I'm very proud to be part of that culture.
That's Deanna Robbins, a cattle rancher in Montana who opposes the American Prairie Reserve.